sea. Before President Trump helped the Navy commission its newest warship today, he launched a barrage of tweets, 10 of them before 9 a.m. The president vented on several topics, including health care, Hillary Clinton, and intelligence leaks. The tweet storm came a day after the White House communications team went through a major overhaul. Errol Barnett has the latest.
The same way, we will win, win, win. We will never lose. We will win.
Commissioning the new Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier in Virginia, President Trump focused on the strength of the military and his own White House.
America might is second to none, and we're getting bigger and better and stronger every day of my administration.
After shuffling his legal team earlier in the week, yesterday the president reorganized his communications staff, appointing financier Anthony Scaramucci as communications director. That decision led acting director and press secretary Sean Spicer to resign.
I just think it was in the best interest of our communications department, of our press organization, to not have too many cooks in the kitchen.
Amidst the shakeups, Mr. Trump voiced frustration at so-called fake news, illegal leaks, and special counsel Robert Mueller in another round of early morning tweets. Democrats and Republicans warned the president not to interfere with Mueller's investigation.
And I think we need to let him and his team and our investigators here do their jobs and follow these leads wherever they may lay and follow wherever they may go and follow the facts.
Any attempt to fire Robert Mueller is an attack on our system of justice.
Now, many close to the president will soon face congressional scrutiny as part of investigations into Russian election meddling.